Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's our number two, hour two of our radio show. We go into the kitchen to talk to the baker, or at least about the baker. Did Baker Mayfield get a raw deal from the Panthers? Why did Carolina fire Baker Mayfield now with just a few weeks left in the season? And what does the magic eight ball say for Baker Mayfield's future? We will also spitball with the time-tested Mather process of elimination, the next landing spot for Baker Mayfield. We'll get to that coming up right now. Here it is, hour number two. From the bad baker to the unemployed baker, welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Mather Show. We are in the air everywhere in cahoots as we avoid fuss budgets, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and ear-catchingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the fest, the Yak Fest. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hope all is well with you. Our lead this hour coming from Tobacco Road as we crank on the old transaction wire from the NFL, given the gift of a Monday surprise. Woo! So I don't know if you saw this or not. Probably not. Maybe you don't pay attention to these kind of things. But we do because we're losers. Baker Mayfield. Remember him? All that talk when Baker wanted out of Cleveland and because the Browns picked up the pervert and then he wanted to go and nobody wanted him and they finally found a sucker to take him and turns out that Baker was the booby prize. Baker Mayfield has been given his walking papers from the Panthers. Bye-bye! And that ends a very short-lived tenure in Carolina after seven games, 1-5 record as a starter. And the Panthers have said, don't let the door hit your ass on the way out. Take a long walk off a short pier. See you later, loser. And so Mayfield is gone. Let us discuss the question, did Baker Mayfield get a raw deal from the Panthers? And I'm shaking my head no, that he did not get a raw deal. I've got Raspberry, Hatch, and Insider Trading. And we will combine all of these random things together, and we are going to make a sourpuss, which is what Baker Mayfield has right now at home with Baker Mayfield. He's got a lot of time at home with Baker now. He does. He has that. All right, so number one. Baker Mayfield has nobody to blame except the mirror, mirror on the wall. Right? Can we all agree on that? I don't think anybody disagrees on that. He was given the opportunity to be the face of another franchise, the keys to the Panthers franchise. It's like giving your kid the keys to your automobile, and then they drive it into a ditch. That's what Baker Mayfield did. Now, you could argue that the Panthers were already in a ditch when Baker took the wheels of the car, but he is guilty of malfeasance as the quarterback in Carolina. Baker Mayfield was not only a quarterback, he was wicked bad, bad to the bone. And his witty repartee was not backed up by his play on the field. Mayfield, he did pick up one award for his time with the Panthers, a golden Raspberry Award for embarrassing performance by an athlete under any reasonable measurement. Any reasonable measurement. Baker Mayfield, failure. Failure. Here's where he ranked in Carolina. 32nd in yards per pass. 34th. There's only 32 teams. 34th in completion percentage. The only quarterback qualified who had a worse completion percentage than Baker, Zach Wilson, who's been benched for the Jets. Baker currently ranks dead last in expected points added per play. I don't even know what that means, but that's not good. And sum it up in this phrase. Baker Mayfield is officially a Mama Luke. That is depressing, demoralizing, bewildering, and all of that. But he has been hornswoggled by NFL defenses for some time now. And we move on to page two. Why now? Why did the Carolina Panthers say bye-bye to Baker Mayfield now? Well, the spin coming out of Charlotte is that this move was a mutual agreement. And to that, I say horse feathers is what I say. I almost said horse crap, or I almost said the other word. But no, it's horse feathers. Relationships end all the time, but they are never mutually ending. I don't believe in that. Someone has to initiate the separation. You don't go sit down at a table. If you get in a relationship with someone, and this is a work relationship, but you don't get to a relationship, and then at the same exact moment, you're like, okay, let's play rock, scissors, paper. And if we both have rock or we both have paper, we're done. That's not how it works. And in this case, we are informed that Baker Mayfield was the one that said, hey, I got out of here. No moss. I'm out. I'm done. And from what we're told, Baker Mayfield's reps went to the Panthers brass. They got down on their hands and knees, and they begged. They said, please, let my man free. I need to go. Please let him go. And he needed to go to the hatch, the escape hatch. He wanted to enter into the NFL's version of the transfer portal. And so Baker right now has left the Carolina gulag, where he was hanging out, making big rocks, smaller rocks, and he has entered that escape hatch, and he is in the transfer portal. He was buried so far back in the doghouse, passed by Sam Darnold and P.J. Walker. If that doesn't tell you things are not going well, I don't know what else will. The Panthers' offense, tangibly better with anyone other than Baker Mayfield. His teammates did not like him. I can give you all the mumbo jumbo. But Baker Mayfield, full ragamuffin as a Carolina Panther. All right, final point. What does the Magic 8-Ball, let's ask the almighty Magic 8-Ball, what does the Magic 8-Ball say, almighty, all-powerful, omnipresent, all-knowing Magic 8-Ball, what do you say about Baker Mayfield's future? And we shake the Magic 8-Ball. And the Magic 8-Ball says, outlook not so good. That's what the Magic 8-Ball says. And the Magic 8-Ball is never wrong. All right. Yeah, just like Just like Larry David, that famous commercial, I don't think so, and I'm never wrong about this stuff. That's the reality of that. So here we are at a fork in the road as Mayfield is passing through the aforementioned transfer portal. Will he go unclaimed via waivers? Now, the chatter is he will not, that someone's going to snatch him up off the waiver claim, which is another nice way. It's about police, all these politically correct terms in sports. Like, you're not fired. You're put on waivers, you know. But in the real world, you're fired. You're let go. But it's more likely than not that he's benefiting. My theory on this is simple with Baker Mayfield. You don't go to the Carolina Panthers and ask a release without a little bit of insider trading. What does that mean? In layman's terms, it means that people who are riding the coattails of Baker Mayfield, boy, how's that going? You talk about going through some mud. But the surrogates around Baker Mayfield have non-public information that they've been working back channels to find Baker Mayfield a safe landing spot, a.k.a. insider training. Now, many believe that the 49ers are the obvious team. Their quarterback went snap, crackle, pop. Jimmy G, he gone. Jimmy G's out for the year. So Kyle Shanahan was asked about the possibility of Baker Mayfield. He said, quote, he's a fan. And maybe I'm wrong on this, but I've been doing this a long time, and Shanahan's been in San Francisco a while now. Every time he's asked about any other player, he says, I'm a fan. He was asked about Odell Beckham a couple weeks ago. I'm a fan. He's asked about Baker Mayfield. I'm a fan. Who's he not a fan of? He's a fan of everybody. How can you be a fan of Baker Mayfield? The guy's the most overrated stiff I've seen in years. How are you a fan of that guy?
The guy's a bum.
Exactly, Joe in Rhode Island. He's a bum. The guy's a bum. All right, anyway, so the 49ers, everyone's talking about the 49ers. And I say no. I'm on the Brock train. Choo-choo. Me and Brock. Purdy. That's my guy.
Never heard of him.
I didn't hear of him until yesterday or 2 days ago now. But now that I know his name, why not? See if he's got the Midas touch. Now, remember that Baker Mayfield is an acquired taste. Not for everyone. not for many. And it's not what you know, it's who you know. Whether you do a radio show, play in the NFL, or you're a truck driver, whatever you might do, work in a factory, the key to life, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And it's like going to college. The big benefit of going to a school like Harvard or a big Ivy League school is not what you're going to learn at Harvard. Who cares about that? It's getting in that network where Harvard people hire other Harvard people. And once you're like a made man or made woman, when you're in that little fraternity there, that's why you go to a place like that. It's not necessarily because of the education. I can go on YouTube right now and Wikipedia and learn all kinds of crap. And go on the internet and learn all kinds of stuff. But it's about who you know. But all Baker needs is one coach to say, that's my guy, or a Father Flanagan type. I'm going to save Baker Mayfield's career. Whee! Then he's a made man. So who would that be? Using the time-tested, spitballing, pin the tail on the donkey, Maller process of elimination, I would not pick Mayfield up if I'm the 49ers. I don't want to do anything with it because Baker Mayfield's a net negative, not a net positive. But you got to look at teams that are desperate. And I'm looking around, and here's the teams that I have. I got a four-pack. I got a four-pack as we spitball, play pin the tail on the donkey. That would be Baker. The obvious one, not the 49ers, the Indianapolis Colts. Did you see Matt Ryan? The guy stinks, okay? The guy's El Stinko.
Garbage.
And they don't have anybody else. So if you're the Colts, you got a few games left. You're going to get rid of Jeff Saturday. He'll be back barking at Stephen A. Smith before you know it. So why not bring Baker Mayfield in and see if you got something there? A few games to go. This next one's a little painful for me. It's close to home. The L.A. Rams. The Rams don't have Matthew Stafford. He might never play again for the Rams. And so you bring Baker Mayfield in. You see maybe Sean McVay, the maestro of offense, can get something out of Baker Mayfield. The Texans, although they're still trying for the number one pick, and Mayfield's so bad that really wouldn't change anything. But after watching Kyle Allen take a ride on the vomit comet the last couple of weeks. I mean, geez, the guy, Kyle Allen should be working, delivering packages. He should not be playing in the NFL. And then the other one I have is the Patriots. Why the Patriots? They got the Mac Daddy. Well, Bill Belichick, in the past, if you believe what he says, big fan of Baker Mayfield, some of his commentary in the past. So here's an opportunity to get him. There's all kinds of random injuries in the NFL with Garoppolo out because of surgery, a broken foot, the Liz Frank sprain. Who's more famous, Lou Gehrig, Liz Frank, or Tommy John? Can you put them all in a... No. Lamar Jackson, he's going to miss the game this weekend for the Ravens against the Steelers. He's got a bruised knee. He's out. And there's a bunch of other non-quarterbacks that are injured players, some of them good, some of them bad. I saw Kenneth Walker, the Seahawk running back. His ankle's all jacked up, so who knows what's going on there. The Cowboys did lose another defensive back, Anthony Brown. He gone for the rest of the year. Snap, crackle, pop goes the Achilles. So, unfortunately, he is out for the season. We'll take your calls, 877-99 on Fox. If you'd like to be part, 877-996-6369. You can join the Festivus of Talk, this portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We, you and I, could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. We will solve a Maller show mystery. Remember that hottie, the blonde that was at the Raider game in the owner's suite with Mark Davis, the very odd-looking owner of the Las Vegas Raiders? Well, the woman has now been identified, but who is she? Details straight ahead. Dot, 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 dot.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chase Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You know Eddie Garcia and Coop de Loop Cooper. Roberto Flores is simply super. But do you recall the most bloviating of all?
It takes the entire village to raise up the Maller Militia. We need support from comrades like you to get the most out of the Ben Maller Show. Have your voice be heard by the night-loving masses. It takes hardly any time to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just the call screener. He's the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
You don't want a fluffer nutter in your mouth?
I do not. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
A spicy Baker Mayfield Maller monologue. He's unemployed. If you need a quarterback, contact Baker, and he'll come to town. Just Josh in Cincinnati says, Baker, the quarterback faker. Never was an offensive playmaker. His career now over. Might as well suit up and become a Laker. Inca Terror writes in from Parts Unknown, says A+ on the Maller monologue. Greetings from, Lima, Peru. And thank you for rescuing me from World Cup mania. Well, enjoy. I know that's your homeland there, Inca Terra, so enjoy Peru. What time is it in Peru? I could look it up on my phone here. But
do you think Baker would be better than Russell Wilson?
That'd be like the same. He just, it's a lateral move. Yeah. You pretty much have Baker Mayfield right now, Coop. How pathetic are the Rams that I think that Baker they might grab him on waivers. Think about where the Rams are right now. They might actually grab him. Oh, holy crap. Supermarket Steve says, Lou Gehrig is definitely the most famous person on that list. I'm not even sure who Liz Frank is. I don't think that's a person, is it? Liz Frank? It sounds like a person's name, but I don't think it is. Tommy John never gave a famous speech with his every word echoing in the background and thousands of people in New York crying. No, I had Tommy John, though, on my podcast. It was a year or 2 years ago. I don't know. It was the last couple of years I had him on, and it was great. He was so funny. And he told the story of how he had that operation, and it was like Frankenstein's lab when that started. You're going to take a ligament from one part of the body and move it to another part of the body, and then I'm going to be able to keep playing. Now I'm like, no way. It's like everyone thought, what a freak. And then he ended up working out. He came back, and he continued his career, and he pitched for a long time after that. And so they fine-tuned the procedure since then. And all that. Late Night Drug Tester says, glad to see we have moved on as a society, and Baker is the man to replace injured quarterbacks and not the guy who wears pig socks. There you go. Yeah, I've not heard. Did anyone tweet out Colin Kaepernick to the Niners again? I didn't hear that. Has that died now, finally? Is that over? I don't think I heard anyone say the Niners should pick up Colin Kaepernick. They need a quarterback. Let's go to Sir Scratchoff. Who's next on Fox Sports Radio? Remember the Raiders worked that Kaepernick? Hey, Sir Scratchoff, Arkansas, trained musician, Twitter.
What's going on, Ben? I'll tell you what, I'm going to come out there, boy. We're going to have a big old throwdown on Big Macs.
Social media influencer, Sir Scratchoff.
Hey, you know I'm going to tell you something right now, brother.
Content creator. You have a Christmas song. Okay.
I wrote a Christmas song on Twitter, man. It's had 100 hits. And it still ain't been played. And it does have your name in it, Ben, I'm saying.
All right. Roberto, do we have the song from Sir Scratchoff? You would like to hear his. We do not have your song, Sir Scratchoff.
Yes, we do. It's on Twitter, big old Roberto.
Yeah, it's not a song.
But I want to tell you something right now. My big old videos already punched 300 hits. So I'm going to tell you something. This wild-eyed Southern boy known as Sir Scratchoff, I'm going to come out there and it's going to be crap, I'm telling you. We're going to have a good time. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. What Justin Cooper said just now, I was thinking the same thing. The Broncos couldn't do much. I mean, they couldn't do much bad what they're already doing. Mayfield might win a game. You never know. But we don't want him at the Rams. I mean, he's another Johnny Manziel. We don't want him. He's got a big mouth.
Well, they don't have John Wolford. He's no good.
He ain't no good at all. But what's Mayfield going to do? You know, he's going to.
Well, he sucks also, but he'd be better for the show. So,
I was thinking about going to the Clippers and being a basketball person because hell, they lose too, so they'd be right along good with each other.
No, they just beat the Charlotte Hornets. That's a bad take by you. Bad take.
How you been doing today, Ben?
I'm great. We're having a listener who's going to be coming in here in a little bit. I'm a little nervous. I'm trying to dress up.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something right now about that fella right there. He got ripped because he was good, man. I like them comedians. I do a little bit once in a while here on Saturday. Well, in Arkansas, a little club, and I want to tell you something. He's good. And he got ripped on that deal, man. I'm going to have to come out there, and we're going to have to put these things.
Yeah, you keep saying you're coming out here. What are you, driving your truck? You're going to take a side trip from Arkansas and head out to L.A. for a weekend? What are you doing here?
Now, I got a buddy who's going to pick me up at John Wayne Airport, and he's going to show me around because I've been wanting to go down to I can't think of where it's at. See my grandma's grave in Manteca. But that's why I want to come out there. She's been gone 56 years. I've been born. And I'd like to come out to go to her grave. I've never been there, you know. Daddy always wanted us to go.
Who?
But anyway, man.
Well,
if you
love graveyards, the Hollywood Forever graveyard, that's the spot to go to.
And I'm going to tell you something. You was ripping that poor girl last night getting remarried to that guy where she met him. I'd rather him be drinking coffee than I would being drunk all the time because he might fall out to loving her real well and they might have a good marriage.
I hope they live happily ever after. What do you want from me? We were having fun here. It's a stupid overnight show. What do you want me to do?
I love your show, Ben. That's why I dedicate myself for 4 hours every night because all Jay Smith talked about his whole show was Tom Brady. I love Tom Brady. He goes
well, maybe
chef,
maybe he does love Tom Brady. He should let his wife know if he loves Tom Brady, though, because that might be a problem with her. Yeah.
That's all he talked about was Tom Brady.
Really?
I bet he wears his pants if they come to the Jets.
No, he's not. He's
got Verlander going to the Mets.
Mike White. Yeah, I know. Thank you. Let's go to Jed who fled, who's next. Hello, Jed. You're on Fox Sports Radio.
He's Arkansas and Arkansas. And I sure love my mom and pa, but Ben, not the way I love you guys. Pass that stick up, Mom.
All right, so we got Southern on Southern crime going on right now. Here we go.
Dude, I wish I was the land of cotton, dude, unless he's out there scratching off tickets. Scratch off the guy at the register who, like, hands his $1 winner ticket back to him, and as they turn around to cash it, he's grabbing, like, items at the front of his, like, lighters. Boom.
No. Let me tell you who Sir Scratchoff is. He's the guy when you got a couple items you want to get out of the store, and he wants a 30-minute conversation with the person checking the items out. He wants to find out everything about them, and you just want to get out of the store, you know. And there's no self checkout for whatever reason at the store. You got to talk to the and this guy, he got the whole life story to tell him.
Yeah. It's like there's a radio host who keeps trying to talk over the best callers who's got the best material.
Oh,
and he can't
go over that. How dare you? How dare you?
Listen, Dare was the name of the anti-drug program, and it's really like drug awareness, resistance education, dog. And like, you dare to be off drugs? And they didn't have to double dare me, dude. I did not dare to be off drugs. I'm going to tell you. But it's like Deion Sanders is not going to win at Buffalo, man.
Oh, you want to bet? You want to bet on that? I'll bet you. I'll bet you on that. I'll bet you a golden ticket. I bet you he wins big. Big. I'm in. I'm all in on
Ben. Hey, Ben. I bet you have the best takes on Sports Talk Radio because you don't have to prove the word best. What does big mean? You going to define that or what?
What's that? Big? He's going to win big. He mean the Pac-12 championship game with Colorado.
Oh, big, dude. Yeah, he's probably going
to
have.
Yeah, because if you get to the Pac-12 championship game, you have a big chance of going to the Final Four.
Coaching career, would the middle letter be the number one for, like, big for Big Ten, like the promos?
No, no. You're completely wrong. You're Florida State biased. You're upset because you wanted him to go to Florida State. He didn't go to Florida State.
Hey, listen. There's one chant that tells you if I'm biased, man. And the answer to that is no. No. White people that tell us to stop using the Seminole Nation, we are blessed by the Seminole Nation. I hate white people that do that. Much love.
Racist.
All right. I hate all people, so it's not just white people. Oh, thank you.
Racist.
Right. Go away.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
News from Major League Baseball, where the New York Mets apparently are signing Justin Verlander to a two-year, $86 million contract.
He's a cheating a-hole, Eddie.
Not
anymore.
He's
a cheating a-hole.
Now he's a New York Met.
No. He's always a cheating a-hole. You can take the boy out of the cheating a-hole, but he's still the cheating a-hole.
The Phillies and free agent shortstop Trey Turner agreeing to terms on an 11-year deal worth $300 million. What?
Yes, Trey Turner, who he's now, he'll be signed, Eddie, till he's 72 years old, yeah. Trey Turner.
Good Lord.
So, yeah.
My goodness.
He's 41.
And I know, Eddie, that when players, part of their game is speed, that ages very well. There's a lot of fast 37-year-olds running around.
Anyway. Clayton Kershaw, one-year, $20 million deal with the Dodgers.
Rest up, Clayton, for the playoffs. Next time you get a perfect game going in May, make sure you save it so you can get almost swept by the damn Padres. Win one stinking game against the Padres.
And the Yankees give GM Brian Cashman a four-year contract.
He must have photos.
25 years already there.
25
unbelievable.
Years, Brian Cashman.
That's crazy.
It's not like the Yankees been the Yankees with Cashman, right? It's not anything he did. Craziness, man. Just doing his thing. Will he continue to sleep outside one day a year and act as a homeless person? Anyway. I saw Yasiel Puig was at the winter meetings. You see that?
Oh, no.
Imagine
I
that.
I thought he was in some hot water. For
Yeah, he admitted he was guilty of gambling and then withdrew.
He said, I'm not guilty after all.
He said, psych, just kidding.
I was only kidding, man.
Imagine what that must be like if you're the agent for Yasiel Puig. This woman's got to go around selling Puig to teams in the big leagues. God, jeez. Good luck on that. Oh, man. It's going on in San Diego. You ever been to the winter meetings, Roberto? You want to drive down?
We'll yeah,
go
let's go.
Down there. Hang on, San Diego at the Hyatt down there in downtown.
Let's go.
And, man, the amount of alcohol, the expense accounts those executives run up at these events, it is a booze cruise. I've been to the winter meetings, but I've been there a few times over the years. And, oh, it's complete. It's a lavish rich persons like Heidi Tidy, just F you. It's such a, I'm so, man, I'm uncomfortable in those environments. But the worst was I was at the NFL owners meetings one time. Holy crap, man.
Wow.
That was, man, I had to meet a guy, a radio executive at a NFL owners meeting, and I walked into this resort, this swanky resort, and I'm dressed like a bum, and I'm walking around, and I'm like, there's Arthur Blank over there, everyone's got like a posse, all the owners have like people around them, like other rich people they're walking with, and they're all wearing their leisure clothes, and it's really a wacky situation. Anyway, we will press on here. Let's say hello to Blind Emmett, the Seahawk fan in the Pacific Northwest. Hello, Blind Emmett. Welcome.
Hello, Big Ben. Now, I want to talk about the Baker Mayfield stuff because I don't know if I got into the debate with you over Baker last year or if it was other people, but Ben, I was a Baker supporter, right? Like I thought Baker could do good in the right system. I still believe that because Carolina was more of a bleep show than you and Brian Fenley sitting in the same room for 24 hours would be. Like it was that bad of a bleep show in Carolina. So I think, you know, seeing Geno Smith, which sorry, I know you're calling me a homer, where look at him, his first like 2015 to 2022, he was like irrelevant, comes in this season with the Seahawks and look at him. I think if Baker's in the right system, he could do something good. But I just don't know if teams are willing to give him that risk at this point with what happened in Carolina and, you know, his comment.
Well, I think the two teams for Baker are either the Saskatchewan Rough Riders or the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I think one of those teams is the way to go.
Yeah, and you know what's sad, too, when our guy Coop is calling for Russell Wilson. He thinks that Baker Mayfield could be better. I mean, how embarrassing is that for the Broncos? I kind of feel bad at this point. I mean,
you don't feel bad at all. You don't not feel bad at all.
Thanks for a good take, Coop. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
The Seahawks aren't going anywhere, buddy.
You should be worried. You barely beat the Rams' third-string players, okay? You had to come from behind to beat the Rams' third string. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, we have a running back injured.
And I wouldn't be shocked if the Seahawks lose this weekend to Carolina. Carolina can run the ball. Seahawks cannot stop the run. And I'm just saying, that's a game. That's a dangerous game for Seattle.
Well, you see the Panthers. I don't even know what to do at that point. I mean, I wouldn't be just knowing the Seahawks. The Seahawks lose and win some of the weirdest games. You're like, we're definitely losing this week. Then they blow a team out 38-3, or, oh, we're definitely winning. Then we lose in a blowout. Like, so nothing shocks me, but, man, I really hope we can beat the Panthers, because then we go on a short week at home against San Francisco. So I'd rather win that one than the Panthers game, but, man, we need to beat the Panthers.
There you go. How's school going? Everything all right?
It's going pretty good. Wednesday, I meet with the advisor over the phone to sign up for my second semester stuff, because that ends in a couple weeks. I believe the 17th, the first semester ends.
Okay, so it's moving on. Everything's good. All right, you're not failing anything, because I'm have to come and kick your ass if you fail anything.
No,
okay.
I'm not failing.
All right. Good luck. Thank you. All right, this is Blind Emmett, the Seahawks fan, goes to Washington State. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. I just realized Surfer Todd, the comedian, is supposed to be here. I don't see him. I'll have to go. I'm going to go wander around outside in the courtyard. See if I... Oh, he might be here somewhere. I don't know. It's possible he's here. That woman, the mystery blonde that was at the Raider game that was sitting next to Mark Davis there. Who is she? Turns out she's a Vegas showgirl. Yeah, she's a Cirque du Soleil or whatever.
Giggity, giggity.
Cirque du Soleil? Yeah, whatever that is. 25 years old. How about that? 25 years old.
I mean, she's acrobatic.
Yeah.
Flexible?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's traveled all over the U.S. and Canada and Australia teaching teaching dance and workshops, and I'm looking at a bio here.
Did you say her name?
What is her name here? Hayden Hopkins is her name. Hayden Hopkins. Apparently she's an Instagram model as well. Why not? Easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking her up right now. And she's on TikTok and...
Doing research here.
Yeah, opposition research. I understand. You think they're just friends? Or you think there's something going on here? How old's Mark Davis? He's got to be in his 60s at this point.
Yeah.
Right? Let me see here. Mark Davis, Raiders, age. That up right now. Oh, man, he's 67.
Wow.
Ah, and she's 25? Maybe they're just friends.
Yeah, they're friends.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Mark's...
I'm sure they have a lot in common.
Mark's an interesting guy, you know. Likes the In-N-Out Burger, P.F. Chang's. So do I. There you go. She's on Instagram. She's got two.
She's flexible, all right.
Yeah. Not very fat, though. She needs to, you know, I guess as a dancer, you get it. She's a little...
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, do those moves when you're fat.
Really? Oh, all right. She likes bikinis. I've noticed that from her Instagram here. I'm a fan too. I don't like wearing them. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. Time now for the Insta Trivia of Maller to the Third Degree. And here's the Insta Trivia. Raiders running back Josh Jacobs and wide receiver Davante Adams. They are on pace to be the second duo in NFL history to have 1,600 rushing yards and 1,600 receiving yards in a season. They would join blank and blank. That's the Insta Trivia, the answer, and Maller to the Third Degree. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show has been unscientifically proven to reduce stress and treat insomnia on the third shift. Maller Militia missionaries like yourself can help expand the Ben Maller Show via word of mouth. Tag along with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Only you can help us enlarge the Maller Militia. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
I'm a little concerned, Eddie. I walked around the building. I didn't see Surfer Todd, the comedian. He was supposed to be here, and I got an odd look by the security guard. What are you doing?
Oh, he was awake. That's good.
Yeah, I think because his boss was there, like he was checking in on him.
Oh.
So he had to, yeah. This portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms they do apply. Mallard of the third degree up next. Here's the instant trivia. The Raiders. Josh Jacobs and Davante Adams on pace to be the second duo in NFL history with 1,600 rushing yards and 1,600 receiving yards in a season. They would join blank and blank. Fill in the blanks. That's the question. What's the answer? Let's see, a page down here. Jonathan in Delaware and Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, clearly cheating. Got it right. Surly Scott going with Rudolph and Herbie. Stan and Ollie from Chip in the Q's. Starsky and Hutch from the Grill Sergeant. Solid answer there. Who else do we have? The answer from Benino is Mark Davis's hairstyle. That's the guess. Bert and Ernie from Sean in the Valley of the Sun. Edger and James and Marvin Harrison from Polly D. Darkwing Duck and Launchpad McQuack from Big Lou in the LBC. James Jett and Rocket Ishmael from Double O Mexican. Statler and Waldorf, tossed out by Alf the Alien Opiner. Adrian Peterson and Jim Kleinsaucer from Noah in Minnesota. Hall and Oates from Wally. Eddie, do you have an answer? These are great guesses. George the Animal Steel and Sergeant Slaughter from Timmy Toledo. Solid guesses today.
Yeah. I'm going to go with former Buccaneers running back Lars Tate and wide receiver Mark Carrier.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect. The correct answer, Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin. So long ago, the Cowboys that year won the World Championship. That's how long ago it was, 1995, the Super Bowl champion, Dallas Cowboys.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, come on.
So Jim Harbaugh has been linked to a lot of teams lately, again. And he recently emphatically denied the rumors, saying that he will enthusiastically return to Michigan in 2023.
Yeah.
Ben, do you think he ever comes back to the big leagues?
Yeah, no, the first rule of this is do not admit you want an NFL job. You can't admit it. Because he has to get players that he's competing with, Ohio State, Georgia, and Alabama, and those top schools. That's who Michigan's competing against for recruits. But Jim Harbaugh absolutely wanted the Viking job, thought he had the Viking job last year. So if he wanted the Viking job, why wouldn't he not want a job? Now, I heard he wants an NFC job, not an AFC job. I think Harbaugh gets the Colts job if he wants it, though. Next!
So you may have heard about this. Trae Young missed a game because he got in a little tiff with Nate McMillan, and Nate McMillan told him not to show up if he wasn't going to come off the bench, so he didn't show up. Yeah. Ben, how big of a deal is this whole thing?
Well, it's a big deal because it shows you Trae Young is like, I don't want anyone talking back to me. I am coddled, entitled. I'm Trae effing Young. I was like, what have you done, Trae? You put up some great stats. Congratulations. The Hawks haven't done anything. It's a bad look. It also means Nate McMillan's dead man coaching is what it means. He's not long for the Atlanta Hawks. It'd be shocking if this continues for him. All right, next!
It was revealed on Sunday that Matthew Stafford has a spinal cord contusion. Ben, at 35 years old, do you think there's a chance we've seen Stafford play his last game?
Yeah, he's made $300 million. We did a monologue about this not that long ago. He's got $300 million in the bank. The problem is he's got another $90 million. So how do you walk away from $90 million if you just show up and pretend like you're hurt and all that and you can't play, get the $90 million? But I said there's a chance he doesn't play again. How did we do, Coopaloop?
You passed us, edition.
That is a winner! I won the game! I'm a winner!
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.